Mental Girl Podcast. Self-care. How is everyone doing? How's the self-care talk going? I really hope, even just a few short days, it's starting to sound a little bit better or a little bit easier to your systems. Again, just give it time if it hasn't reached that yet, because you're going to start to really like it. You're going to find yourself just sort of in situations and you're going to feel like, oh, it would be so nice. Someone would talk to me nicely, and then you have yourself, or you put me on and here I am. I can be with you in the market, right before you go to work, in the car. Yeah, try not to let all those drivers get you crazy. They can make you spiral down. I've been there before. You know, you can be in the car and feeling really good. Someone cuts you off or is rude and you get the finger, and all of a sudden you get, of course, speak for myself, but I'm just giving a scenario that has happened. They curse at you or whatever, and then it just sends you spiraling. It's and instead, and this is something I'm working on a lot, don't let them take over your day. You don't know what they're going through, but you're going through something. You're trying to change things and you want your day back, so take your day back. Let's see, what are some encouraging things to say this morning? You are up. You're listening. You're growing. You're changing. You're healing. Give yourself time. Be really nice and slow. Some things will pick up and kind of move fast. Other times it won't. Other times things are going to make sense. And then you'll just have days where it feels like it's going backwards. But it's not. It's just you're going to revisit some of the information. You're going to go back in the mirror and say, wow, I didn't like today. Or I didn't like that moment. And I'm feeling really less than. But I'm not less than. You're not less than. You're having feelings. And feelings are okay. They can be awkward and lumpy and bumpy, but they're okay. You're okay. If you're in the car going to work and you don't like your job, look in the mirror and say, you know what? I don't really prefer this job, but I'm responsible and I'm trying to get my bills paid, and I really want to look around for something else, something that would make me happier, earn me more money. I'll get there. That's a goal of mine. But for right now, I'm just going to try to make the best of this, and I'm proud of myself that I'm doing it. You are. I mean, think about that for anything. Look in the mirror and say, you know, I'm trying on some different things. I want to feel better about myself, and I want to feel my part, and you have a part. So just look in the mirror and say, I have a part here. I have a part to play. I have a voice. I deserve to be heard. I can learn to communicate. All of those things, it's just, and again, I'm giving you some dialogue, but of course you're going to have to find your own. It's like you can use Mental Girl, you can borrow words, you can take words, whatever, and if it works. But at some point it's good. You're going to find your own inner superhero, and you're going to find your own words, your own wording. The wording that makes sense to you. The wording that feels good to you. So take your time doing that. That's important. That's really important, because then it really fits. It's coming from you. But in the meantime, it doesn't hurt to, you hear a statement or you hear something said and you like it and you're like, wow, that makes me feel good. Write it down. Write it down on paper. Or I have a phone, you know, on the phone, there's like little notes, like a little note app. Write it in there. write it everywhere. Write it on post-its and stick it all over the place. Whatever you gotta do, just keep these coming. You deserve it. All right. My hand's getting cold because it's chilly outside. So, and I've gone over 5 minutes. So till next time, thanks for listening.